This is WRMI, Okeechobee, Florida.
Friends, this is a music show, episode number 61. I am your host. Thank you very much for joining me this week. Once again, in Combs stereo. I'll have to put a stereo effect on that. It's usually mono, my voice. Anyways, so starting us off this week was a group called Mean Machine, and they were from Japan. This came out in the year 2001, and that song was called Suha, and it came out on their debut single, and it was also later part of their LP, which came out in November of 2001, it says here. Yeah, this is a really interesting group. It's five Japanese singers who are more known for their pop music, especially through the 90s. And they got together and self-produced and wrote a whole album worth of songs, and they also played their own instruments, and I think they were all instruments that they didn't normally play. And of note, there were two drummers in this group. One of the drummers was Chara, who I played a couple weeks back, and the other drummer is a lady named Yuki, who is a singer for a group called Judy and Mary. And if memory serves, they had called it quits a few months prior to the start of this Mean Machine project. And yeah, they were quite poppy and a very, very popular band in Japan, playing stadiums and things like that. So let's take a listen to that side of things. Here's Judy and Mary.
Oh,
Phillies, who I've played before. That song was called Black Carpet Magic from their 2006 LP called Everything Wrong is Imaginary. And yeah, it's kind of an overlooked record by them. It's their last record of new music, I think. And yeah, the cover art on it is very weird. It doesn't really match the rest of their catalog or the music. So yeah, kind of a bummer. I think it got different cover art in the UK, though. I got to get my hands on that one. Before that, I played a song by Broadcast from their 2003 LP called Ha Ha Sound. That song was called Man Is Not a Bird. Yeah, I really like that song by Broadcast, an amazing group. Yeah, this week's show, by the way, is another all CD show, dipping into that part of the archive there. And I started off the set there with a song by a Japanese group called Judy and Mary. It's from a single that came out in 2001. That song was called Hitotsu Dake, and that means only one. And yeah, there's a slightly different version on the LP that it came out on shortly after the single release, and that album was called Warp. But again, that was a single version there. And yeah, that was an example of quite the different type of music that Yuki was performing with Judy and Mary as compared to the opening track of this week's show by Mean Machine. All right, this next set of songs, they're all kind of related. Well, the people are all related. It's a couple of remixes and then a band. And two of the members of that band did the remixes that I'm going to start off with. So this first remix is by a group called Ariel M. Well, that's the source material is by Ariel M, but it's remixed by Bundy K. Brown, and it has an amazing title. I'll let you know after we hear it. Check it out. nice to hear that track again. It was a favor from back in the day. So that was Entitled 4, track number 4, from a project called Directions in Music. And this CD came out in 1996 on the Thrill Jockey label. Directions in Music was Bundy K. Brown, Doug Sharon, and James Warden. So Bundy K. Brown and Doug Sharon are responsible for the other two songs that I played. So before that last song there, I played a remix by Doug Sharon, and he was remixing The Dylan Group, and that song was called Sandcastles. And that was just an edit. The full version, the full remix there went over 10 minutes, so I just clipped out the latter half of it. Sorry about that, Doug. And by the way, Doug Sharon was also the drummer in June of 44, I think, and also the final drummer in Codeine, who I've played on the show before. And before that, I played a song that was originally by Ariel M, but it was remixed by Bundy K. Brown. And let me get the title out for you because it's so amazing. So the title of that song was called Attention Span Deficit Disorder, Disruption. Journey wherein the Cheech Wizard seeks out the gateway of the world of red dust and learns that running between the raindrops won't save you from the chocolate thunder. How about that? And that was another long, long remix that I edited down. The full remix tops out at 18 minutes, but I just gave you like a 4-minute sliver there. I hope you enjoyed that set of music. And yeah, please do check out Directions in Music. I find it to be a fantastic CD to listen to on the weekends. It's good weekend listening. All right, let's change directions here. I got some hip hop for you. This is a classic record that came out like 20 years ago. It was originally called Octagynecologist, and I think it got retitled and re-released by DreamWorks as something else. But this particular song didn't come out on the DreamWorks re-release. It was on the original Mo Wax release, which I have here. So this is Dr. Octagon with a song called Biology 101.
Yeah, at 40,000 Kelvin, it's Dr. Octagon with the Emperor General. Drop down to 40 G's.
Can science achieve a unified theory of complex systems? Permanently skeptical of friends of the Institute, external faculty. A routine exerts selective pressure by killing elected programs. Life evolves in cyberspace. Green and blue objects are self-replicating lightning weapons as random mutations. Completely chaotic systems such as turbulent rumors and heated gases are formless. Truly complex amoeba bond traders appear at the border between individual order to poetry. The tourist needs to be termed to pop among a list of 31 ways to define grammatical. The degree of universality in the language required to describe style effective. The degree of regular rather than random information. For instance, complexity equals the capacity of an unexpected observer. Thermodynamic depth, the amount of resources to put back a system together from scratch. Pioneering, engineering, cybernetic cellular calculus. Cooperating flatly, contradicting predictable circumstances, including uranium-235. Is our pain or bomb sufficient? Can science achieve a unified theory of complex systems? Can science achieve a unified theory of complex systems? Can science achieve a unified theory of complex systems? Can science achieve a unified theory of complex systems?
Like carbon dioxide, you mess with the chemicals warfare, different stars in the atmosphere, like Halley's Comet computers that'll make you vomit. Change the Earth's salt saliva running your mouth, gastric juice, more beyond since Mother Goose created shapes the first man with hairy apes.
7:35 p.m. ETD.
Overpriced spam crops like DDT. The first arrival of Apollo 13 beaming down through raindrops while pieces hit the scene.
Atomic formats, complex plan on silver dats.
Guarded by sonic steel and taken off by Thundercats.
You're on the avenue wishing you can see me. My force field shuts in 2 eyes, seeing 3 of me.
Illusions, fusions, particle gas confusion. I run space shuttles and me, I'm your dissolution.
Taking off in bold, meet me at the black hole. Enzymes for your mind seems to move in tide, showing you the spectrum.
The past with a big lighter, you in my future now.
Is H2O a gas or a liquid?
Perhaps concepts could not explain.
Is H2O a gas or a liquid?
Perhaps concepts could not explain.
Is H2O a gas or a liquid?
Perhaps concepts could not explain.
Is H2O a gas or a liquid?
Psychology is not applied biology, nor is biology applied chemistry.
Level independent. attended some degree of the levels above and below captive intricacies after a frenzy of interest. Theories collapsed. Perhaps concepts cannot explain irreversible concrete philosophical developments. Such analysis indicate emergence naturally in simple society. The payoff matrix summarizes the scoring. Absolute software, 30 arc seconds. Strategy like drop the water floating in a void. Unstable atoms orbit distant clouds. Nuclei having excess neutrinos or photons teeter on the edges of nuclear stability. Known as drip lines. Under distress, some develop a halo. Beta radioactivity isotopes exotic. Depending on their velocities and charges, narrow momentum distribution forces directly reflected. Electric, magnetic. C22LI11, escape particle bombardment. Properties of the nucleus. V8. In the sun, it produces easily detected neutrinos. Much less than predicted standards can be designed to be ended. And it provides continuing evolution of technology while remaining compatible with existing applications. Programming language. Psychology is not applied biology, nor is biology applied chemistry. Psychology is not applied biology, nor is biology applied chemistry. Psychology is not applied biology, nor is biology applied chemistry. Psychology is not applied biology, nor is biology applied chemistry.
Delta 9, approximate time, I'm facing Venus. The sun is over there and nothing gets between us. You're the earthling, try to float. It's a mental thing, I got oxygen. 8 hours of space time, you must return quick. Please don't waste time. You get down here, the moon is a place of fear. With 2 minutes on the planet, you're only bound to panic. We have no extras, bags, etc. What if your obstacles backfires? You inflate in seconds, nervous like flat tires. 1 second left to orbit has last breath. Telecast to Earth, an astronaut didn't make it. We move beyond your navigation at Nebula 32. Switching like channel 13. Late at night, you see a blank screen. Focus on the out of limits, but you're back on stage. On the line of scrimmage, I'm out here. Come and get me with no equipment. Call the president.
Not even rocks or fossils live. Damaged by it, the element.
Is light the source?
Touch my delicate instrument.
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 The effervescent vestige of decimation, the decimal point, 7,000th of a percent. Possession with the intent to make bent, I break bread with tack heads. In flight unflawed, with sight unseen, strangely configured with fire inside the womb the size of an entire planet. Born of fire.
I'm so fly, you had no choice. Love my torture. Tailored inch of fender, more but fur coats, unraveled like fabric. Celebrate your failure. When the record spins, your chance of wins is in its threads. In the grip of a cripple, not identified in the lineup. No similarity or purpose to say your breath for retreat. Shriek like a grieving widow, cause life hates you. Just like I do. You bootlicking licking maggots, sound like a frog with emphysema.
I say this with emphasis on a playlist, repeat this. Somebody said it was a phony. The first stunt from a one-trick pony. A pretender to the throne seated, defeated the one before me. I changed the story. Obscured the space in which you occupy. I rock with my nuts exposed for you to swing on. Cling on, cling on. Bring on a cape and a scepter. Connect the cathodes. My pathos goes back to crayons. On the track I extol. Expose political figures with pitches and garters. And rock harder than your hardest track spitter.
I love winter for all the women I've kept warm. Strip gigolos, six mechanicals. I'm a vibe pressure at disposal. Ambition dimension dismantle. If you try, you will fail. None to shackle my anger. On the way up, you on the way out. Resonance to text intense interpretation revert like an echo. The merit of your opinions must be taken with the total grain of nothing.
Hey yo, my first step started with a sprint. Then grew to a man sitting on track with a bottle and a limp. A wrinkled map, screaming throttle and 2 cents to dead amps and fuck you cats up like a nymph. No sentiment is eminent, my embitterment. The many metaphors I cash in, clashing seats with a black top and a backspin with no shirt while I'm maxing. Slapping asses and asking, and a bubble bath laughing. Your style, no dough like no idea, check cashing. Leave it alone, use a man who's no bones. Who walk the street with no chrome on, just like a phone out of zones. Where the stones, your body should have blown for loans are shown with a poem. If you quiet the wind, you can hear the moans. If you quiet the wind, you can hear the moans.
All right, that was a group called Anti-Pop Consortium, who I've played before. This song was actually from their 2001 Japan-only CD, which was called Shopping Carts Crashing, and that song was called Angular. Yeah, imagine that, a whole record that came out only in Japan. I think it was tough for them to regain the rights to that LP, so it only got released officially in Japan, but I think the group themselves have pressed up a vinyl that was available locally, but is quite expensive. All right, and before that, Asking All the Big Questions, that was Dr. Octagon with a song called Biology 101. It was from an LP that was a self-titled LP called Dr. Octagon, but it also got re-released and reissued with new tracks and some tracks missing, including that one that I just played for you, which was called Biology 101. And DreamWorks gave it new artwork and renamed it Octagynecologist. There you go. Yeah, great stuff from Cool Keith there on the vocals. Quite the antidote for today's mumble rap. Very, very wordy and very interesting. All right, I have some data for you soon, but before the data, I'd like to do the shout-out. So I'll start with Twitter. Tuning into the early show on 7780 was Fred, F4ECA, over in France. I also heard from Hangar 77, located in Mississippi, and also Al, WD4AH, in northern Florida, all catching the early broadcast. And I heard from a couple of people who took the time to decode the stereo edition of This Is a Music Show. So I heard from Zach in Alabama and also Halfi in Northern California, who took the time to run the show through the decoder. It's a pretty amazing thing that Dazman has programmed with the concept by Rosanna from Radio Northern Europe International. I think a lot of people were thinking that I was just talking about some sort of gimmicky thing, but this is the real deal. It's not 100% stereo, but especially things on the mid to high end of the sound spectrum are in stereo. So please do take the time and check it out. You might be surprised. So yeah, thank you very much, Zach and Hal, for sending along your reports. And also Zach posted a video, or no, a sound clip of it, but posting a video on Twitter was Fractional N over in Japan, who is tuned in via SDR, and he posted a stereo decode of the song by Supercar, a Japanese group that I played last week. So please check out my Twitter feed if you want to check those out, because I've reposted those. All right, a bunch more people I heard from on Twitter. Dana, K6JQ, Nick, N6LPO in New Hampshire, drmna.info, who posted a waterfall video, the video ID images, and also his decodes. Thank you very much. I heard from Matt at W0MDK in Colorado, Bobby in Morgan City, Louisiana, Zapdo Z9000 listening on radios in Maryland and Maine. I also heard from Roger in Germany, sending along his results and analysis of the show. Mitch in Arizona. And I think that's everyone who is posting decodes and things like that. So thank you very much, everyone. A few more shout-outs on Twitter. Brian, W8LN in Alabama. Abraxas 3D in Southern California. JR's China Blog. Listening from Northwest Germany on the 5850 broadcast, which is good to hear. Hello to Tim Gaynor in Australia, who also rebroadcast the show on his unique radio station on 5045 kilohertz upper sideband. So please check that out. That's Fridays at 1000 UTC. Hello to Strange Beacons. Thank you for getting the word out on the show. And another person who helps get the word out about this show is Kim at Shortwave Radiogram. So please check out the Radiogram every weekend, and also the special musician's birthday image that he provides to the mighty KBC on Saturday evenings. Also, hello to, did I say that? Yeah, Fractional N, who posted the Combs stereo video of Supercar. I already did mention that. All right, going over to email. Hello to Fred in Virginia, who caught the early show last week and sent along his decode results. Thank you very much, Fred. And also Steve in Georgia, sending along a reception report for 5850 kilohertz. And I also heard from Vasily Lazarev, located in Russia, but tuned into the show on an SDR based in the Netherlands. Good to hear from you. And over on Reddit, it's a couple of people there. Hello to Critten Den Iv, or Den IV. I'm not sure how to say that. And also hello to Beagle in the Snow. I hope you're able to tune in again. And finally, over on the hfzone.org website, please check that out when you have a chance. hfzone.org. It's a website about shortwave listening, and there's also links to a chat group, a Discord chat group, and lots of people hanging out there talking about what they hear on shortwave, and I usually pop in around now to go and say hi to everyone. So hello to Frigid, Alex Rules 11, Master Player 30, Mr. Zoe, and of course Dazman. And Dazman is the programmer behind the Combs stereo thing that we've been trying out over the last couple weeks. Thank you very much, everyone, for getting in touch. It's really great to hear from you all. My email address is thisisamusicshow@gmail.com, and my Twitter handle is very similar. This is a music show with no W on the end. I'd love to hear from you on either one of those forms of communication, so please get in touch. All right, here's a short song by another Japanese group. Lots of Japanese stuff today, by a group called Melt Banana. There was a quick track by Melt Banana. That song was the opening song to their 1995 or 6 LP called Scratch or Stitch. And that song was called Plot in a Pot. Yeah, amazing group, a big favorite of mine. And the guitarist, Ichiro Agata, he likes to wear those surgical masks that seem to be all the rage these days. Ha ha. All right, here's some data for you. MFSK64 text and image. Here you go. There is your text and data for this week. I would love to see your results. Please email me at thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. You can also post your results to Twitter. This is a music show with no W on the end. Please let me know where you're listening from. And if you didn't decode that stuff, it would still be great to get a reception report to anyone out there listening to the show. All right, I have one last song for you tonight. This is by a Canadian group called Cyan Spheric, who are from Hamilton, Ontario, which is about 45 minutes away from Toronto. Formerly an industrial steel town. There's still a lot of steel there, but not as much as there was back in the day. These guys were pretty great, very loud, shoegazy type band. And every time I see them pop up on the internet there, they seem to have more and more fans over the years, and everyone proclaiming them as very underrated and unsung, and that's true. So I hope you enjoy this song. It's called All on Standby, the opening song to their LP, which has a long name and it's not listed on the spine. There's always someplace you'd rather be. All right. This was a music show, episode number 61. I am your host. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope you'll be back next week. See ya.